We are holding on Yevamos Memhei. Today's shiur we'll pick it up. We stopped last time three lines from the bottom with Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, discussing now what's the status of children born from other types of forbidden relationships. Sahakol Moedim, everybody agrees. Be'eved v'goy haboal bas Yisrael, that if you have an eved, or a goy who had relations with a Jewish woman, that the vlad, the child is born from that, is going to be a mamzer. So asks the Gemara, one second. Man hakol moedim. Who is this Haman? Everybody agrees, right? Who is that? Shimon Hatimni. That's the famous sheet of Shimon Hatimni. Da afal gav da omer Shimon Hatimni ein mamzer mechayvi lavin. He holds that if a person had relations with someone, it's an isser too. It's a lav, right? So Hani Mili, now we turn to the top of Amud Aleph, Mechayve Lavin, the Tav Sebe Hu Kedushin. That's talking about Lavin, where technically speaking they weren't supposed to, but there is a Kedushin, there's a Chalois to it, they are technically married. Aval Hocha, but in our case that we're talking about here, the Goy Ve'Evid, the Nanju and the Evid, came in the low Tav Sebe Hu Kedushin. There's no Halachic fulfillment of marriage over here, so then Kechayve Krisis Domi. So it's in the same category of a person who had a relation with someone who was chayv kares, and therefore a child born from this, from the goy, from the eved, that case the kid would yes be a mamzer. So okay, so Mase, I'll ask you a question in the brisa. Goy ve'eved habo habas Yisrael. You have a case where a goy or an eved who had relations with a Jewish woman. Havlad mamzer, the kid's a mamzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda oimer ein mamzer el memisha isur isur arva. The only time that a child who's born out of this becomes a vlad is if there's an erva, the onish karis, which would have the punishment of karis. So you see from this brisa, someone holds, meaning like Shimon Hatimni, that the only the vlad from a lav you get karis for is a mamzer, but nevertheless, you would still say that you have a vlad from a goy or from the eved, then they're not going to be a mamzer in this case. Se'ela omer Rabbi Yosef, it must be, what's pshat now? Man hakol moedim. Who is it that everybody agrees? It's not going to be Shimon Hatimni. So the Gemara has to find a new source, a new explanation. So it's going to be Rebbe, the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Afagav Rebbe Omer, even the Rebbe says later on, Mem Amnun Gimel Amid Beis, Ein Hadram Halal De Amurin El Divrei Rebbe Akiva. So over there, there was a Yimud, a Yavam, and a Yavam with who he had already done the Chalitza. So over there, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. It's a Gemara thing. Shahaya Osa Chalitza Keerva. That's in a case where he made his chalutza like an erva, so that if the Yavam was going to try to be Makadishur, there wouldn't be any, the teacher wouldn't be toy-faced in that case. Vile lo severe lay. But he, Rebbe Yehuda himself, doesn't hold like that. But goy ve'eved moide. He would still admit, in a case of a child who was born from a goy, or from an eved, that he said, in this case, yet the kid is a mamzer. Tichi osa rav dimi, omer rav yitzchak bar avdumi. Mishum Rabbeinu, because when Rabbeinu came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over in the name of Rabbeinu, here is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, he says, Beferish, Goy ve'eved, haba bas Yisrael. If you have the Goy or the Eved who had relations with the bas Yisrael, havlad mamzer, the child is going to be a mamzer. The Gemara brings a maisa to support this. Rabbi Acha, Sar Habira, v'Rabbi Tanchum, Bered Rabbi Chia, Ish Kefar Ako, Prok Hanhu Shvuyoso, De Osume Armon, the Tveria. Rav Acha, he was like this, like, very, you know, this lord, placing this like his legacy. He has his ancestor had been appointed like a minister over a particular area. Rabbi Tanchum, okay, from Ako, they redeemed these people who had been captive. And then the Gemara says, "Hava chada di'abra migoy." There was one of these people who had been captured, and she became pregnant from a goy. But also the kaimid Rabbi Ami, and she came. They came, I guess, to before Ba'ami. What's the din? What's this child who's going to be born? What's his status? So Amalahu, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozav, Rabbi Chanina da Amri. They all say the same thing. The three of them say, Goy ve'eved habo'al bas Yisrael havlad mamzer. If it's a goy or an eved who has relations with a Jewish woman, then the kid's going to be a mamzer. So Amrav Yosef, Ravusa, Lemichashev Gavre? Well, you think that's like some kunst to like to count off number of rabbis who said this? The fact that many great chacham held, that doesn't mean that's the accepted halacha. This brings to mind some people had criticisms, not correctly, but they had criticisms of Chacham Avad Yosef that in their lack of the lack of bekiyas, they thought that what Chacham Avad Yosef would do would just count up, when going through a tshuva, you count up, you have 11 Rishonim on one side and 12 Rishonim on the other side, so must we follow like the 12? That's not true at all. He just points out everywhere that he came from. But I mean, it's not a chachma to count everybody. That doesn't mean it's right. Revusel Mechashiv Gavri? No. Ha Rav Ushmu B'Bovel. You have Rav and Shmu B'Bovel. V'Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi Bar Kapora B'Eretz Yisrael. And you have other Rabbonim who are in Eretz Yisrael. V'Amri Lein, some say Chilufi Bar Kapora. Some say take out the name Kapora. V'Ali Zikne Dorum. Put in the Chachamim of the south of Dorum. Dorum, because they all say Goy V'Evet HaBoa B'Es Yisrael. If you have a Goy and an Evet who had relations with the girl, have Vlad Kosher. Right? And then what does it mean, the Vlad Kosher? It means that this person is allowed to marry a regular Jew. Se'ela, Omer Rav Yosef, Rebbe Hi. The halacha is that this Vlad is a mamzer, because that's like Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Dichi, Osir Rav Dini, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Bar Rav Dini, Mishum Rabbeinu Omer, Goy ve'Evet Habo Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer, right? And we had this case court in the name of it, of Rebbe, the kid is a mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer Havlad Mekulkal. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that he's ruined. What it means that the kid is restricted as to exactly who they're going to be allowed to marry. Laman, who exactly is the person going to be held back from? So Elaim Lekahal, if you're going to tell me that they can't marry any other regular normal Jew, Ha Omer Rabbi Yeshua Havlad Kosher. No, they are kosher. El Kahuna, must be that the one that's not allowed to marry is a Kohen. Tekulu Amaroi, the Machshire, Modal Havlad, Pogum Kahuna. Because even those Amaroim who said that you're, yes, allowed to marry a regular Yisroel, in this case, the Vlad is going to be Pogum, flawed, literally blemished, and they're not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen. Mikal Vachomer, Me Amana. We can learn this out, the Kal Vachomer, from the case of an Amana. Ma amon le kohen gadol, just like a amon to kohen gadol, she ain't isur shava bekol, that she really isn't osur to everybody else. Meaning, an amon can marry any other regular person. It's just a regular Jew that I'm gonna say backwards. She's allowed to marry regular Jews. The kohen gadol that she's not allowed to. So that's what it means, she ain't isur shava bekol, but not pogum. Right. Nevertheless, her kid from that would be pogum. Zu she isur shava bekol. So this woman who had had relations with an Eved or with a non-Jew, right? So that's appropriate. That shavu l'kol, that applies to everybody. So then ein adin, isn't it logical, right? Isn't it logical she b'na pogum, that her any kid that comes out from that relationship would be pogum? And one Zen second, I could slug this up. I could have a pircha to your kal v'chomer. What's the refutation? Like this. No, with the woman herself, that's what makes herself disqualified and from marrying a Kohen, right? If she's a Bas Kohen, she can't eat Truma, but that's not true with a Jewish woman who has, relations with a non-Jew or with an Eved, right? Hachanami, so here too, in this case, right? Kevad Shenivla Psula. No, but here too, once he has the intercourse with her, so then that's why he makes her puzzle to marry a Kohen. To Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Minayin Legoy, Ve'evet Abol HaKohenes, Ve'al HaLeviya, Ve'al HaYisrael, Shepasulua. How do we know that if a Goy or an Evet has relations with a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi, with a Yisrael, she's not allowed to marry Kohen? How do all these things disqualify? Shnemar ubas Kohen kisiya amana ugrusha. A Kohen's daughter shall become a grusha, an amana, a widow, or divorced, right? Then she goes back. So she can only go back under certain conditions. Mishi yeshla amanus ugrushim ba. A woman who, with this you know, it's shaykh to talk about her being an amana. It's shaykh to talk about her being a grusha, meaning that there could have been a marriage here, but it ended. There was the death. She's an amana. There was a divorce. She's a grusha. Yatsu goy ve'eved, that excludes from this when she had relations with the goy or with the eved. She ain't lehem amos grusha man. Boh. There's no marriage here. So you have to be married in order to be divorced. Right, that's what he's saying. So you have to be married in order to be a widow. So the Kedushin's not toifis in this case. So therefore, it's not included in this. Okay, then the Gemara continues now. Omer le Abaye. Abaye says, Rabbi Yosef, my chazis to samcho ad Rav Dimi. What did you see that made you want to rely upon Rav Dimi and his Mesorah about the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds that the kid's a mamzer in this case, samach ader Ravin? Maybe you should rely upon Ravin instead. What does Ravin say? Also Ravin. These are like the two messengers, right? Ravin, Rav Dimi, they were always going back and forth, bringing back the teachings from Eretz Yisrael, back to Bavel. Also Ravin, when Ravin came, he said, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Morin Bo Lehetera. They paskin that she's allowed to. She's allowed to. This kid is mutter. Uman, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So who is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that we're talking about over here in Ravin's teaching? Rabbi, right? He's the one who codified all the Mishnayos. He's the one who accepted his halacha. Amor says, "Va'af Rav Moira Boheter," and even Rav was matter this. He allowed her. Dahu to osla kaimi de Rav. There was one thing where a case happened like this. It was a maisa came to Rav Amalei, and Rav says to him, "Goy ve'ever habal bas Yisrael mahu." What's the din? Oh, I'm sorry, I said it backwards. This is a case where the goy came and asked the question to Rav. So the Rambam brings down. In Isri Bia, Tesvav Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Akum ve'eved haba'al bas Yisrael havlad kosher, bein penua, bein be'eshes ish, bein be'ones, bein beratzon. So if a goy or an eved had relations with a woman, so the kid is kosher. Whether the woman was married or not, whether she was violated, literally raped, or whether she did this willingly, akum ve'eved haboim al mamzeres havlad mamzer. But if a goy or an eved have relations with a female mamzer, so the kid is a mamzer, or mamzer habal akum havlad akum. And if a mamzer has relations with a female Gentile, so the kid is akum, nizgayer harehu kosher kishar gerim. If they convert, this child is allowed to marry. Jewish people like any other ger. The imba al hashifcha havlad eved. If he had relations, the mamzer had relations with the shifcha, then the kid's going to be an eved himself. Shichro havlad kosher kishar avadim shuchrarim amut mevas Israel. If the is freed, then the kid is allowed to be married like anyone else can marry a Jewish woman. So that's what the actual halacha is in this case. Let's go back now and see what is Rav's answer. So the Gemara says, "Bag goy ve'eved habal bas Yisrael mahu." Right. Omer lo. Rav answers, "Havlad kosher." Right. We just saw the Rambam. Fine. Omer le, "Havli bratach." Oh, really? Okay. So then, give me your daughter. Right. He says, "No. Lo yehav melach. I'm not giving my daughter to you." Omer shimi barchia l'Rav. So this is actually Rav's grandson. Shimi barchia is Rav's grandson. Right, Amri Inshi. People are going to say, "Galm la b'madai akaver rakdo." A camel in madai, right, could dance on a small space that holds only a kav. Right, what's the exaggeration? Right, what was that shown? Hakaba v'hagamlo v'hamadai lo rakdo. Right, if you could show there's a place that holds a kav, and this is a camel, and this is a you're in Madai and they're not dancing. What does it mean? Meaning, it's a saying. He's saying that the truth is only going to come out when you put it to the test, right? So it seems like from the fact that you won't give your daughter to this man, the truth is you really hold from this. You're not willing to be somach on this. So Amrelay, so he says to him, "E ninhu ki Yoshua ben Nun, if he would be the Gadol Hador, the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu himself." Nevertheless, lo yehevna lebrati. I'm not giving him my daughter, right? Not pshat. I don't hold from my psak. The psak is real. It's a different inyan. Why don't I want to do that? So amalei ihavik Yeshua ben Nun imar lo yehavile. if he's Grace Yeshua and you wouldn't give him to him, right? Achwini Havile, but other people would still will give to him if he was on level. But hi, now this guy right here, Imar Lo Yahavile, if you, meaning Rav, are not going to give your daughter to him, Achwini Lo Yahavile, then no one else is going to give him. They're going to say, look, you know, I don't want to spoil the Yichus over here. He's not going to give it. No one else is going to give it. Nevertheless, Rav did not give in to his grandson, and he was not willing to let his daughter marry this guy. He wouldn't go. He wouldn't leave him away. He wouldn't go. So therefore, Rav put his eyes on him. Literally means he gave him his eyes, and the man died. There's a beautiful Or HaChaim, HaKadosh, it's by the Makos. And he's discussing over there in Shmos Yod Aleph, he talks that a tzaddik has the ability to pull out nitzotzos, sparks of holiness from an individual. And if the tzaddik pulls out these sparks from him, then that so to speak, he pulls out all of his merits. He's no longer able to be alive, and it means that he removes from him his ability to live. That's so to speak how the Or HaChaim says in Shmos. Okay. Va'af Rav Matana Moirebo Lehetera. Even Rav Matana held that the child who was born from this, again, the woman who had relations with the Goy, the Eved, is Mutter. Va'af Rav Yehuda Moirebo Lehetera. And Rav Yehuda also says, right, Etlatu Dichi Os, the Kaimid Rav Yehuda, Omele Zil Itmar, Onesiv Bas Minoch. He said, go and either hide who your father is, so people aren't going to want to, hold back. They don't know, they're going to allow you. Or you should marry somebody else. A bas minach means someone else like you, someone else has a similar type of story over there. V'chos the kaim midi Rava on Malay, and when he came before Rava, oi gale, go into gala, so to speak, you know, exile yourself, go someplace where no one's going to know your history, right? Onasi bas minach, or marry somebody who's like you. And back in the day, before there was social media, nobody knew who you were. You showed up in town, and nobody knew your story. Nobody knew it. So he says, go a place where no one's going to know you. I mean, it's really not a problem. I hold like this. I hold it's mutter. But don't want to, so to speak, people start asking. So, okay, just start from fresh. But really, me'ikra din, you were allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. Shalchu le b'nei be michse l'rava. So they said the following question to Rava: Mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin habal bas Yisrael mahu? What's the din if someone's half an eved and he's half a ben chorin, he's half free, and then he had relations with a bas Yisrael? What's the status of this child? So amaluhu hashte eved kula amrin and kosher. We said already that a full, if you're a full-fledged Eved, then he's kosher. Chetzmi boys, so you have to ask me even about it. It's like a kavachomer. Why are you asking me if a person's only a half, right? If it would have been a full one, it would have been fine. So Amrav Yosef, Mardishmaitza, the one who said over this halacha that the Vlad comes from an Eved and a Jewish woman is not a mamzer, it's now turned to Amid Beis, Manu. Who is that? Rav Yehuda. That is the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Didn't Rav Yehuda say Mishachetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin Habal Bas Yisrael Oso Vlad Ein Lo Takana? There's no way to fix it. I mean, there's no way he's not going to be allowed to marry anybody, right? So it comes out, it emerges that even someone who allows the Vlad of a full Eved, right, doesn't allow a half Eved. A child was born from someone whose father was a half Eved, right, which is against what Rava said. So Moses says no. Ki etmer de Rav Yehuda kigon dekadesh bas Yisrael. This din that you're quoting of Rav Yehuda, that's a case where the half Eved was mekadesh the bas Yisrael. Now, since an Eved's kiddushin doesn't take place, right, so it comes out when in this case that the woman is only going to be married to the free half of this guy, right? Denimsa tzad abdu shibo mishtamesh be'ishas ish. So now the other half of him, who's the Eved, is now having a relationship with an ishas ish. He's not married to him. So that's the case where the kid's going to be a mamzer, right? Because he's only he's half free and he's half an Eved. So the half of Eved isn't married to us. So she's having relations with that half Eved is having relations with an ishas ish, and that kid is going to be a mamzer. V'ha'amri nahardoi, that the rabbis, the sages in Nahardoi, Mishmei de Rabbi Yaakov, they said the following: L'divrei haposel, according to the one who holds that a child is born from a goy or an Eved, the kid's posel, posel afilu pnuya, right? They would say your posel even if she was unmarried. L'divrei ha-machshir, and according to the walls who hold that the child is really kosher to enter, machshir afilu beishas ish. They go so far and it would even allow it if the mother was an eishas ish. U'shneim lo lamduhu elem eishas av. And both of these opinions get it from the din of eishas av, the father's wife. To give a little background as to what the Gemara is about to do, in Chumash Devarim, in Perek Chaf Gimel, there's a Smichus Aparshios. So at the beginning, Pasuk Aleph, again, chapter 23, Pasuk Aleph, Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv, lo yigal leknaf aviv, right? So he's not allowed to marry the wife of his father. Lo yava patuadaka, chushif shafcha bekal Hashem. Pasuk Gimel, Lo yavu mamzer bekal Hashem. Gamdor asiri, Lo yavu lo bekal Hashem. So you have this connection, so to speak, from the Eishes Av. So let's go back inside the Gemara. It says, Man the Posel Sover, the one who held that the kid's Posel, Ma Eishes Av, Delo Tafsi Ba Kedushin, Vavlad Mamzer, just like by the wife of your father, that's the Kedushin isn't Chal, the kid's a Mamzer, Sa'af Kol, Delo Tafsi Ba Kedushin, Havlad Mamzer. So that's the prototype. When the Kedushin doesn't set in, you can't marry her, that would include the Goy, that would include the Evid, so then Havlad Mamzer, the kid is born of such a relationship, is going to be what? A mamzer. Uman the machshir sover, and the one who says the kid is allowed to, so you know, it's much more limited. Ma ishes av dide lo tafsi ba kedushin, lachwini tafsi ba kedushin. So for, on the father's wife, so for him itself, it can't marry, but for other people, it could be, kedushin would be chal, lafuke goy ve'eved. That comes to exclude the case of the goy and the eved, lo tafsi behu kedushin klal, because they're never going to have kedushin with them. So therefore, according to this case, if you have a vlad born from that, it's not going to be a mamzer. So what do you see? This is from the rabbis in the Hardoi that according to their more makil, that the child, the vlad of an eved, is not going to be a mamzer. It doesn't matter what the status is of the woman, even eishes ish. Okay, so therefore now the Gemara is a little bit of a quandary. So Ella, we have to come back and resolve it differently. Ki itmer the Rav Yehuda, when we said the statement of Yehuda Kigon, it's talking about the following case. Shebo al eishes ish v'nimtzit sad cheru shebo mishtamish be'eishes ish. It's talking about where the half Evid, the half Ben Chorin, had relations with an eishes ish, right? And what now? The woman, her relations with the tzad avdus of him, that's not going to make the kid a mamzer. But the Ben Chorin half of him is going to make the kid, because that's what she's having relations with eishes ish, and that's the part that's going to make him into a mamzer. Omer Vina Omer Li Rav Gaza Ikla Rav Yosef Bar Avin La Asrin. Rav Yosef Bar Avin came to the place where we were. The Hava Uvda B'Pnuya, and the Maisa happened where there was a Pnuya, an unmarried woman. She had relations with an Eved. The Achsher, and Rav Yosef Bar Avin is kosher. But Eishes Ish, the same thing happened with Eishes Ish. So still made a puzzle. So Omer Sheshes Lididi Omer Li Rav Gaza. So he said, he explained to me the following thing. Lo Rebbe Yosi Bar Avin Havi. It wasn't Rebbe Yosi Bar Avin. Ella Rebbe Yosi Berebi Zvida Hava. It's a different person. The Achsher Bein Bipnuya Bein Be'eshes Ish. He holds the Vlads of Kosher, whether the woman was single, whether the woman was married. Amr Le Rav Acha Bered Rebbe Ravina. Ikle Ameymar La'asrin. Ameymar came to where we live. The Achsher Bein Bipnuya Bein Be'eshes Ish. And he also said that the Vlad would be kosher, both whether she was married or whether she was an Eishes Ish. The Hilchasa, and the bottom line is, what's the conclusion? The halach is, Goy ve'eved habal bas Yisrael havlad kosher. As we saw from the Rambam, based on this Gemara, that the Vlad is going to be kosher, Bein Bipnuya Bein Be'eshes Ish. Whether the woman is unmarried or whether she's married. Rava Achshuri l'Rav Mori Baruchel Umanye Lepurse Devovel. Rava Paskin the Rav Mari Baruchel. So why is he called Baruchel? So it's interesting. There was a lot of wars that took place in Nehardoi, and the daughters of Shmuel, the Amora, were captured. And Rachel was taken by a goy named Isser. He later converted. But since this guy Mari was conceived while his father was still a goy, they refer to him as Bar Rachel, right? Rav Mari Bar Rachel. So it says like this. Rav Achshi l'Rav Mari Bar Rachel Umani Pursi Debavel Afal Gav to Omer Mar Som Tasim Alecha Melech. The pasuk says that you have to put a king from you, right? It has to be from your Jewish born, and we learn out that this is really a more broader concept of Srora, that to have anybody who's going to be a leader over the Jewish people has to be born as a Jew. What's the extent of that would be like a Rosh Hashiva, that would be like a Rav. I think Rav Soloveitchik said that would even be kind of like a Shul president, that they have a position. Now the Isser of Srora is to be over other naturally born Jews, but you have a Ger could have a position of Sror over other Gerim. That would not be a violation of this din of Som Tasim Alecha Melech. So it says the more like this, Kol Mesimos Sha'at Amesim, all the positions that you point to, Ayuhu El Mikerav Achecha, they have to be from someone who is one of your brothers, meaning a natural born Jew, not a convert. Hi, came to Imam Yisrael, and since this person, this is Ramari Bar Rachel, since his mother was Jewish, Mikerav Achicha Karina Bey, we call on him one of Mikerav Achecha. He is like one of our brothers. Okay, now the Gemara goes in, talks about that if you have a Eved who was purchased by a Jew, so you have to give him a bris milah, and he has to go to the mikvah, and he goes to the mikvah l'shem avdus. Once that happens, he has the status, he's fully an eved. Now that status of eved of a Jew makes him chayav to keep mitzvahs asei shazman groma. However, if the eved or the regular non-Jew does the tevil l'shem gerus, then in that point they're fully Jewish, not just partial. They have all mitzvahs that they are chayav in. So the Gemara now says how the intentions that a person have could affect but the intentions they have by the tefillah could affect them. Avde de Rebbe Chia Bar Ami Atpale Lahu Goya L'Shem Inetasa. So Chia Bar Ami's slave brought up a certain woman, non-Jewish woman, to the mikveh because he wanted to have relations with her. He wanted to take off her status of Evanita. Amar Rav Yosef Yechelna LaAchshurei Ba Uvivrata. I'm able to make her and her daughter kosher to marry the Jewish people. Ba by her, how could I do that? Ravasi, like following the opinion of Ravasi. Amar Ravasi says Milo Tavla L'Nidusa. He's talking about a woman where her status as a Gioris was unclear, but she was living with the Jewish people. She acts like the Jewish people. So he says, didn't she ever go to mikvah for her nidus? So even if originally when she was, you know, went to mikvah her first time, the kavanah she'd have on subsequent mikvah trips, right? She's living like a Jew, and so she's being tovelis in the mikvah, and that's like an expression of her commitment to Yahadus. Therefore, she's Jewish. That's how Rav Asi would be, you know, permit her to bivrato with her daughter. So havlad kosher. So for daughter, that's what we've been saying the whole sugya, that if you have a goy or an eved who had intercourse with a Jewish woman, so then the kid is kosher. Hahuda havikarile bar aramun arminyasa. There was a certain person who they would call the Bar Armiyusa, the son of an Aramean woman, right? Meaning that even though converted, they've been saying no. It's like he's the son of a goya of a shiksa. So Amravasi Milo Tavla Niduso. Didn't she go to mikvah to take off her nidus, right? Like the Jewish women do. Ahuda Havikari Le Bar Arama. So then there was another person who they called the son of an Aramean. Bar Arama is the man. Right, the first one they're calling the son of an Aramean woman. This is like a son of an Aramean man. Omer, a little Pesach connection, right? Omer Rebbe Yehoshua ben Levi, Milo Tavol Lekirio. Didn't he go to the mikveh to take off his status as a Ba'keri? So originally the Tekana was the person couldn't learn if they saw Keri. So the man must have gone for that. So then that would work. That Geirus, no, I'm sorry, that Tevila that he did for the as a Balkari, that would work also l'shem Geiris. As the Gemara is going to begin, these are all coming up. We're going to have the Dapin discussing, you know, what are the requirements for to make a valid conversion. Amar Rav Chama
Bar Guria, Omer Rav, Halakech Eved Min Hagoy. If a person purchases an Eved from a non-Jew, right? V'kodem v'tovel l'shem ben chorin, and then before he was able to tovel the goy for as an eved, he went in and he toveled for as to make himself into a free man, right? Ben chorin, sakona atzel ben chorin. He acquired himself. He is now a free man, right? That tevila that he went, that makes him a full ger, and he's no longer an eved. So my time, what's the reason behind this halacha? And I'm just starting the top of a maralef. Goy gufalokanile. The previous owner, who was the goy, didn't have a kinyan on his guf. Right, a guy can't have a kinyan on another one's goof. So all he had was like his like a kinyan payer, so to speak, so to be his work that he did from my dekani lay, right, and the fact that he was able to own him who demachni lay Yisrael, he sold that part to the Yisrael. V'kev medekodim v'tovel l'shem ben chorin. Since this guy chapped the rein and he went and he tovel himself to make himself into a ben chorin, af ko'e l'shibude. He took off his shibud. He took off of his the lien, right? Technically, there was on him, and therefore it's off. Kidarava, like the teaching of Rava, the Amrava says hekdesh chometz v'shichvor mafkinen miyedei shibud. So we'll have to explain what this means in tomorrow's shir. But these three items of hekdesh, chometz, shichvor that takes off the shibud. You know what? Actually, let's do it now. Let's just do it. Okay, Erichin, what's the din over here? The Rambam is Perek Zayin Yud Dalad. Here we go. Hamakdish kol nechasa v'haisa alav ksubas isha o shtari balichov. So a person is makdish all of his possessions, and he has in there, he has to pay the ksuba, he has to pay the people he owns money to. Ein ha'ish yechol ligbois ksubasa min ha'hekdesh. The woman now can't collect her monetary value, which she owes the ksuba from the hekdesh. V'lo balichov eschov, and the one who's owed money can't collect. Sha'hekdesh mafkia hashibud shekodam, because that takes off the pre-existing lien that he has. Aval kasheyimkor ha-hekdesh ha-karka shelo v'teitzei hasad l'chulin. Now when the hekdesh sells it and the fields go out in a regular property, yesh v'alchov le'ish l'gbos min ha-poide shahar shibuda oimid al-karka. Then they're allowed to go and get it from the one who bought it, because there is a shibud that now comes back onto it. That's what it means by the hekdesh case. I'll just give the maramakum for the other two is found in Malva Velova. It's in Perek Yud Ches over here, Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin. Right, so read Zayin. Says Hamakdish Chosav Ein Bal Chov Yochel Litrof Min Ahekdesh Ahekdesh Mafkia Hashibud. Same ideas we just saw in the Rakhim, that if a person is his property, then the creditor can't come and get it, because the fact that he's designated to the property based on Migdash, that takes off the shibud. And then we evaluate. How much would a person be willing to spend for this? Knowing that if I buy this $100 field, $1,000 field, I'm going to have to pay the Baal Chov, or I'm going to have to pay the woman her ksuba. Lefikach, therefore, comes out, kishe tipode v'teitzei l'chulin b'yad halokeach yava bal choy v'yitrof oso o ha'isha v'ksubos. Then the bal chov comes and collects what he's owed. The woman comes and collects oksuba k'moshi ba'arnu ba'arachin, as we explained back in the other halacha in Erichin. Okay, Emet Hashem, that concludes today's shir, and we'll pick it up with Mem Vav tomorrow.